Wiggily, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggily, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for checking in the Chit Chat with me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I'm your delectable host, Ricky Lee Travolta. On this week's show, we have a fun one for us. We will be examining the original Broadway cast recording of the musical Camelot. Camelot features a book and lyrics by Jay Lerner and music by Frederick Lowe. It is based on the T.H. White novel, The Once and Future King, about the legend of King Arthur. Lerner and Lowe previously had success with their musical My Fair Lady, which won the 1957 Tony Award for Best Musical. The original 1960 Broadway production of Camelot won 4 Tony Awards, including Best Actor for Richard Burton in the role of King Arthur. Julie Andrews was nominated for Best Actress Award for her role as King Arthur's wife, Guinevere, but she did not win. In preparation for the Broadway mounting, Camelot had a tryout run in Toronto. The musical was supposed to last 2 hours and 40 minutes, but actually ended up running 4.5 hours. The musical was edited to try and cut down performance time to something reasonable, but a second trial run in Boston was still running incredibly long. The show actually started previews in New York, still running long, but cuts were made after the opening to reduce the runtime. Now, as I mentioned, the musical starred Richard Burton as King Arthur, and Julie Andrews played his Queen Guinevere. Also in the cast was Robert Goulet as Knight Sir Lancelot. Our first track that we will be listening to here today is aptly titled Camelot. The song takes place as Guinevere and Arthur meet prior to an arranged marriage. The future queen is reluctant to follow through with marrying a man she doesn't know, but Arthur sways her with a description of the wondrous land of Camelot.
It's true. It's true. The crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8 the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Our next song is just as lively and invigorating as the title track. In the song, The Lusty Month of May, Guinevere and Arthur's marriage has fast-forwarded 5 years, and they are both very comfortable in their roles governing Camelot. In celebration of May Day, Guinevere organizes a festival on the castle grounds.
Tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, that lovely month when everyone goes blissfully astray. Tra-la, it's here, that shocking time of year, when tons of wicked little thoughts merrily appear. It's May, it's May, that gorgeous holiday, when every maiden prays that her lad will be a cad. It's mad, it's gay, a libelous display, those dreary vows that everyone takes, everyone breaks, everyone makes divine mistakes. The lusty month of May, whence this fragrance wafting through the air? What sweet feelings does its scent transmute? Whence this perfume floating everywhere? Don't you know it's that dear forbidden fruit? Tra-la-la-la-la, that dear forbidden fruit. Tra-la-la-la-la. It's time to do a wretched thing or two, and try to make each precious day one you'll always rue. It's May, it's May, the month of yes you may, the time for every frivolous whim, proper or im. It's wild, it's gay, a blot in every way. The birds and bees with all of their vast amorous past gaze at the human race aghast.
Enter Sir Lancelot, a role which I have also enjoyed playing. In the Broadway production, Lancelot was played by Robert Goulet. It was his first Broadway role. Goulet and I played the role very differently. In Goulet's performance, Lancelot is a puffed-up blowhard. I played him with more a mix of comedy and romance. Two different actors, two different takes. We are introduced to Lancelot in the song C'est Moi. He has heard of Arthur's Camelot all the way in his home of France, and has traveled from distant home to serve as Arthur's most trusted knight of the Round Table.
Camelot, Camelot, in far off France I heard your call. Camelot, Camelot, and here am I to give my all. I know in my soul what you expect of me, and all that and more I shall be. A knight of the Table Round should be invincible, succeed when a less fantastic man would fail. Climb a wall no one else can climb, cleave a dragon in record time, swim a moat in a coat of heavy iron mail. No matter the pain, he ought to be unwinceable. Impossible deeds should be his daily fare. But where in the world is there in the world a man so extraordinary? C'est moi, I'm forced to admit, 'tis I humbly reply. That mortal who these marvels can do, c'est moi, 'tis I. I've never lost in battle or game, I'm simply the best by far. When swords are crossed, 'tis always the same, one blow and au revoir. C'est moi, so admirably fit, a French Prometheus unbound. And here I stand with valor untold, exceptionally brave, amazingly bold, to serve at the Table Round. The soul of a knight should be a thing remarkable, his heart and his mind as pure as morning dew. With a will and a self-restraint that's the envy of every saint, he could easily work a miracle or two. To love and desire he ought to be unsparkable, the ways of the flesh should offer no allure. But where in the world is there in the world a man so untouched and pure? C'est moi. C'est moi, I blush to disclose, I'm far too noble to lie. That man in whom these qualities bloom, c'est moi, 'tis I. I've never strayed from all I believe, I'm blessed with an iron will. Had I been made the partner of Eve, we'd be in Eden still. C'est moi, the angels have chose to fight their battles below. And here I stand as pure as a prayer, incredibly clean, with virtue to spare, the godliest man I know. C'est moi.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Upon their meeting, Guinevere takes an instant dislike to Lancelot and arranges for three of Camelot's best knights to challenge Lancelot to jousts. Dismayed, Arthur ponders his relationship with Guinevere in the song How to Handle a Woman.
How to handle a woman, there's a way, said the wise old man, a way known by every woman since the whole rigmarole began. Do I flatter her, I begged him answer, do I threaten or cajole or plead, do I brood or play the gay romancer, said he smiling, no indeed. How to handle a woman, mark me well, I will tell you, sir, the way to handle a woman is to love her, simply love her, merely love her, love her, love her. To handle a woman, Mark me well, I will tell you, sir. The way to handle a woman is to love her. Simply love her. Merely love her. Love her. Love her.
Lancelot wins the first two jousts easily, and in winning the third joust, he unintentionally kills the opposing knight. In anguish, Lancelot prays over the body and seems to will the man back from the dead, prompting Guinevere to see him in a different light. By Act Two, Lancelot and Guinevere are engaged in an affair. Lancelot says that he should leave Camelot and never return, so as to not continue the affair with his best friend's wife. Yet, his love for Guinevere is so deep, he can't leave. Here's the song, If Ever I Would Leave You.
It wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so?
Even though he doesn't know about the affair going on between Lancelot and Guinevere, Arthur is pressed with the duties of governing Camelot, a task that is proving harder and harder. Guinevere and Arthur ponder what common folk do who don't have such weighty responsibilities. In the song, What Do the Simple Folk Do?
What do the simple folk do to help them escape when they're blue? the shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum, the cobbler who is wailing from nailing his thumb. When they're beset and besieged, the folk not noblessly obliged, however do they manage to shed their weary lot? Oh, what do simple folk do? We do not.
I have been informed by those who know them well, they find relief in quite a clever way. When they're sorely pressed, they whistle for a spell, and whistling seems to brighten up their day. And that's what simple folk do, so they say.
They whistle?
So they say.
What else do the simple folk do to perk up the heart and get through? The wee folk and the grown folk who wander to and fro have ways known to their own folk we throat folk don't know. When all the doldrums begin, what keeps each of them in his skin? What ancient native custom provides the needed glow? Oh, do simple folk do? Do you know?
Once upon the road, I came upon a lad singing in a voice three times his size. When I asked him why, he told me he was sad, and singing always made his spirits rise. And that's what simple folk do, I surmise.
They sing.
I surmise.
Arise, my love, arise, my love. Apollo's light in the skies, my love. The meadow shine with columbine and daffodils blossom away. Hear Venus call to one and all. Come taste delight while you may. The world is bright and all is right and life is merry and gay. What else do the simple folk do? They must have a system or two. They obviously outshine us at turning tears to mirth. Have tricks a royal highness is minus from birth. What then, I wonder, do they to chase all the goblins away? They have some tribal sorcery you haven't mentioned yet. Oh, what do simple folk do to forget?
Often I am told they dance a fiery dance and whirl till they're completely uncontrolled. Soon the mind is black and all are in a trance, a violent trance astounding to behold. And that's what simple folk do, so I'm told.
Finally, Arthur learns of the affair between Lancelot and Guinevere, and the queen is set to be burned at the stake, prompting Lancelot to rescue her and take her away, sparking a war. Guinevere's plight is described in the song, Guinevere. This is going to be our last song of the day. I hope you've enjoyed our look into the musical Camelot. Please be sure to join me next week for another episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee, here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com.
Oh, they found Guinevere with her bold cavalier, and his swords rang through the hall. Lots escaped them, one and all. Oh, came to trial. Guinevere ruled the jury. For her shame, she be sentenced to the flame.
Early dawn was the time she would pay for her crime. Or would Lancelot reappear, come and rescue Guinevere?
I'll wager the king himself is hoping you will return. Why would he have chosen 5 a.m. for the queen to burn? When the world is black and gray, what time would be more ideal for Lancelot to come and steal Guinevere?
As the dawn filled the sky on the day she would die, there was wonder far and near. Would the king burn Guinevere?
And suddenly earth and sky were dazed by a pounding roar. And suddenly through the dawn an army began to pour. And lo, ahead the army holding aloft his spear, came Lancelot to save his dear Guinevere.
By the score fell the dead.